This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Welcome, Joe Giganti. You're ready to Joe with you on this Freedom Friday, hour number two, as we dig into yesterday's hearing on censorship and the blockbuster release of the document, the FBI, the unclassified document, mind you. I mean, before people start slinging things around there, the FD 1023 on the Biden crime family, now public, at least a fair amount of it, has been greatly redacted, despite the fact that it is, in fact, unclassified. We'll get into that as well. What does it tell us? What does it mean? We've got varying degrees of thought on that that we will be sharing with you. And some good news to start the hour. And then, of course, more on the environmental, what's going on in the world, much of which you won't be surprised to hear. But nonetheless, important to make sure we highlight. It is 7 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, which means right now in Beijing, China, it is 10:07 p.m. Yeah. And the pollution and the polluting and the anti-environmentalism ways persist. In Greece, it is 5:07 p.m. In Bogota, Colombia, where there's plenty of white powder, 9:07 a.m. And on the left coast, in the Hollywood Hills, 7:07 a.m. That is your new and improved Biden crime family time check. Tia, regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every hour to make sure one can never escape the reality, never dodge the truth of the crooked as a rat's hind leg the Biden crime family truly is. Those just some of the locales that they sell influence for money at your in my expense. Hello, welcome, hour number two. You can be a part of it, 888, that means 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. Of course, you can text that line as well. Emails to joe@regjoeshow.com, joe@regjoeshow.com, if you want to weigh in on the emails, the high-tech way of communicating. All right, so two related stories on the good news front. One I mentioned a little yesterday. That was regarding the great film Sound of Freedom. I mean, it's a difficult film. The topic matter, very sensitive. But nonetheless, well done. Tells a story that needs to be told and has really good news, which is, as of yesterday, Sound of Freedom has clicked past the $100 million mark in ticket sales in its 16th day of release. Now, this is an independent film. It was made 5 years ago. It was shelved by the very crooked Disney, the very woke and very perverted Disney. And then through Angel Studios, it was released on July 4th. 16 days later, the film, which they say was made for, they're saying roughly $15 million to make the film. You assume a budget on that, let's just say that it's $15 million and they spent $25 million on promotion, because your P&A on a film is usually at least the same as the budget, roughly. So that's $40 million to make it all happen. They've now clicked past $100 million. That is fantastic news. It is certainly disturbing to Hollywood, who did not want this film to come out. Now, the part I mentioned yesterday, where there's a little more now, courtesy of Human Events, is that they held a screening 2 evenings ago. So Wednesday night, Bedminster, New Jersey, former President Donald Trump hosted a screening of Sound of Freedom, complete with Jim Caviezel, Tim Ballard, and Eduardo Verástegui, all present for the screening. Afterwards, Trump addressed the crowd that was there, saying, "Jim, that was unbelievable. What a job. He went on to, I listened to part of it, he went on to say, I think, Caviezel, meaning, referring to Jim Caviezel, that he's going to be pretty in demand after this. You know, I hope that's true. I wouldn't hold your breath, because, again, despite the fact that he did a great job in the role, Hollywood doesn't want to reward that. He said, and Tim, what a job you did. Someone's got to do it. Turning towards Tim Ballard and his wife, Catherine. He said, what a great combination, a beautiful combination. President Trump was a gracious host, said Matthew Faraci, a senior strategist with the Spear Fund, and who was present for the screening, referring to it as a surreal moment. He said there was an incredible atmosphere of warmth at the screening. At the end, he did a podcast with them as well and vowed to them, as was released yesterday by Jim Caviezel, that if reelected, this will be one of his top priorities, is ending the human trafficking that's going on. So two great stories to start the hour on Sound of Freedom. And yesterday I brought up towards the end of the show, and I'm gonna repeat it today. I'm 90% towards my decision. I will make a decision. I'll announce a decision by the end of the show, but still would like to get feedback. Doesn't matter which one of the markets, any of the markets that we're heard in, if you would like to see the film, if you'd be interested in, they have this pay it forward concept where you can purchase tickets for people to be able to see the film. We'd be willing to host a screening in any market as long as we get sufficient response from that market that there's interest to go. We heard from a lot of you yesterday, and I appreciate it. Text us at 888-737-1737 if you'd like to go. Please include where you know what area you live in, so we know which market you're from. And the same if you want to just send it by email, joe@regjoeshow.com, joe@regjoeshow.com, or just text it to 888-737-1737. We're looking to do, if we do these, we'll start doing them next week. Like I said, I'm pretty much almost all the way there. But I just want to make sure that, because again, we don't want to get a whole theater. People have already seen it. They don't want to see it, whatever. If you've seen it, you can certainly get people you know to come see it. But just let me know. First thing I want to know is if you're interested in going. If you're interested in going, we will make it happen, because I do think this film is that important that we'll make sure, obviously, and if I can get to the screening itself physically, depending on which markets it's in the day that we do it, I will come to the market as well to be there for the screening. Again, all things considered, you know, as long as it's logistically possible. But I'm telling you, it's worth seeing this film. The fact that it just clicked past $100 million on opening day, July 4th, it beat out Indiana Jones, which wasn't a bad movie, by the way. I mean, Indiana Jones is like 80 years old, so I mean, he can't. There's only so much swashbuckling he can do. But a good film, a good send-off, not as good as Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Clearly the best film of the entire series. But that being said, this is a film everyone needs to see. We need people to see this film, because when you see it, it's one thing to hear about it, it's one thing to talk about it. When you see it, you're forced to make a decision. You cannot go back to ignoring and being ignorant to what's going on out there. And we want to do our part here at the Regular Joe Show to make that happen as well. So, like I said, just 888-737-1737, or you can email me, joe@regjoeshow.com. Now, yesterday, and I'm sorry, before we get into that, just story you may or may not, you know, they've been making all this noise about how global climate change is causing all these issues, and, you know, we're seeing terrible, terrible weather. As you heard, Karine Jean Van Damme said the other day, we've had rain, we've had thunder, we've had lightning, we've had tornadoes. There's no denying climate change. Matter of fact, Joe Biden said something similar when he was on the road yesterday. He was in Philly, in Philadelphia. He was ostensibly there to try to sell Bidenomics. That didn't go so well, mostly. I mean, even in the mainstream media, reports coming back that he mumbled his way through stuff and there's a bunch of word salad and everything else. But one of the first things that he wanted to make sure you knew was Bidenomics is all about the Green New Deal. It's all about investing in stopping so-called climate change. You know, the big hoax. Cut 4.
Largest investment combat climate ever anywhere in the world. Over $368 billion. We know the urgency. I don't hear many naysayers on climate deny the floods, the heat waves, wildfires impacting so many Americans just this week alone. It's just spontaneous.
It's just spontaneous. Now, he said nobody can deny it. Listen closely. I have a message for Joe Biden. I am not denying that weather happened this week. I am absolutely telling you it's a hoax to call it global climate change and to pretend that it's some kind of a threat to the livelihood and life and safety of mankind. As a matter of fact, I would argue this need to, quote unquote, combat weather is going to cause more harm than good. But then again, they know that. Now, there's a stat I heard this morning. I think it was from the Department of Energy. The attacks on the physical people coming out and attacking our physical stores of energy is up 70%. Now, how is it that Donald Trump can say to peacefully, patriotically have your voices heard on Capitol Hill, which is protected under the First Amendment, be brought up on charges? We're apparently going to hear more charges on that very topic, and we're told that's an insurrection. He led the insurrection. He instigated the insurrection. Joe Biden is running around trying to fearfully make people believe in a complete hoax known as climate change, which apparently we've seen an increase of 70%, according to the federal government, on physical attacks on our energy outlets and supplies. How come he's not being brought up on charge? Clearly, his dangerous rhetoric is creating a situation where our grid is being put on the line. Speaking of the grid is weakening by hot weather. What do you think would happen if we put, 30 million new electric vehicles onto the same grid? Think it's going to go well? And then just one final piece, I promise I'm going to get to the FD 1023 after we get to this break, because it's important. I want to share it. But then this is one of those stories I just felt I needed to share. I don't know. You can make your own mind up, but this does tie into this whole weather is changing, global climate change. A Pfizer facility, the makers of one of the jabs, located in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, was nearly totaled by a tornado this week. Now, thankfully, quite amazingly, no one was hurt, injured, or died in what happened. According to Pfizer's tweet, we can confirm the Pfizer Rocky Mount facility was damaged by the tornado. Pfizer colleagues at the site followed our established safety protocol and were able to evacuate. They are safe and accounted for. We are assessing the situation to determine the impact on our production. Footage reveals the extent of the devastation that the tornado wreaked upon the facility. I don't know. Just thought it's interesting that, this large Pfizer facility got taken out by, what do they call that when you have nature and things go wrong? Oh, yeah, it's called an act of God.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
USA News on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News on demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms, from USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So as I said, look, yesterday on Capitol Hill, you had an excrement show of the highest order where you had Democrats, claws, fangs, everything out, bearing blood for Robert F. Kennedy for having the audacity to, frankly, just to speak a little bit of truth. Again, whether you agree with him or you don't agree with him doesn't really matter. The fact is he has a First Amendment right to be heard just like everybody else. Not according to the Democrats, but really, that's what the Constitution guarantees. I don't know if there's this much of a real misunderstanding of the Constitution by the average person. But freedom of speech is not freedom of speech I agree with. It's just freedom of speech. So it doesn't matter. You may think Robert F. Kennedy's a whack job because of what he said about vaccines and so forth, although I doubt you actually know what he really believes when it comes to that. It's one of the things he challenged yesterday. But the fact is, he has the right to say that. Now, it's amazing to watch how... Now, you can look at this one of two ways. Wow, I mean, they're really... This is, let me tell you what most of the establishment Republicans are going to look at this and tell you about it. See how the Democrats stand together. They're unified. They have unity. Unity. They don't invite... Well, I mean, yeah, they are, because they're standing unified against the Democrat. They'll leave that part out of it. Because they'll say, well, this is what they're doing to protect their guy. We've got to do the same. No matter how crappy of a nominee we push on you, you've got to get behind them like they're getting behind Joe Biden. Or we could give you the more honest answer to this. They're so desperate. They know how close they are to losing it all right now. Now, don't get cocky on me when I say this. It doesn't mean our job is done. Our job hasn't even begun. We have so much more to do. But I'm just trying to relate to you that the response you're seeing, the proportion or disproportionate response as it is because they know things are, the water's getting really hot right now. The bubbles are boiling big on them, and they're trying to find a way out. And in that moment, they're feeling a level of desperation, kind of like the flailing person that's drowning. The person's there to try to help them, they end up knocking them, causing them trouble too. Now, you combine this with the blockbuster release of the FD-1023 on the Burisma holding situation with Hunter Biden, and that it connects it directly. I mean, connecting the dots. And we had Congressman Grossman on earlier this week. So they want to build a case. If they're going to go to impeachment with Biden, they want to make sure they have the piece. Well, here we go. Courtesy of Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, this FD-1023, which is unclassified, it says so right in the document. I happen to have a copy of it right here with me. Unclassified Federal Bureau of Investigation, CHS reporting document. So when you hear referred to CHS, that is the term for this document. Because it's covered extensively when they refer back to what's in the document. Here's one of the first big takeaways. Burisma Holdings, according to the information contained in this document, and the relevant information provided by the confidential human source, that's the CHS, who is a trusted confidential human source, one they've used many times before. Now, people say, well, they had that in the dossier. Yes, but you know the difference, right? We know the dossier is fake. They've admitted it was fake. We know it was created by a guy that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. This is not the scenario. This is not the origin of this particular confidential human source or the information he's given. But they hired Hunter Biden with the specific goal that his father, the then Vice President of the United States, would protect them. During the confidential human source's first meeting with Burisma leaders, senior official Vadim Poharsky reportedly stated that Burisma had hired Hunter Biden to, quote, protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems, end quote. Although Poharsky declined to elaborate. In another meeting, the CHS spoke with CEO Nikola Szlezewski about Joe Biden's recent declaration. The Ukrainian prosecutor general Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma at the time, was corrupt and ought to be removed from office. Szlezewski in that instance told the CHS not to fret, saying, quote, don't worry, Hunter will take care of all of those issues through his dad.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released an unclassified FD-1023 FBI document yesterday that he claims is significant in their investigation of President Biden and his son's illegal business dealings with foreign entities. It involves claims a confidential informant made in 2020 about the Ukrainian energy company Burisma and how the Bidens were paid to get the prosecutor fired over an investigation of the company. Joe Biden in 2018.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, we're leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News last night says the pieces of evidence keep stacking up against the president and his family.
Is that it dovetails perfectly with what Comer and other chairmen have found.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Well, hello and a happy Freedom Friday to you, Joe Gigante. You're Rick of the Joe here. Want to just mention, go back to the FD-1023, but as many of you may have heard, the legendary singer Tony Bennett has died at 96 years old. Now, look, I was never, and I have nothing against him. I just wasn't a giant. I mean, he did some good stuff through the years, but obviously a prolific singer. His career spanned I mean, what, 7 decades? I mean, he was performing despite a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, which is not an easy one to contend with, back in 2016, in declining health. Did his final event, final public event, was a special that aired at CBS in 2021 called One Last Time, An Evening with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Now, again, I don't know a lot about Lady Gaga. I've never been a big fan of hers, but I did happen to see some of this special. Somebody drew my attention to it. I went back and watched it. And I will say this, and again, not an endorsement, not to be misunderstood or confused here, but I can't, to be completely honest, it was rather beautiful, the tenderness and love that Lady Gaga showed Tony Bennett in that special. It was very obvious there's an affection there, her kindness with the guy who was struggling. In one of the more amazing moments, this is actually what was brought to my attention, was, I mean, it's pre-recorded, obviously. Again, he was already in the throes of Alzheimer's, so I think part of the kind of there's a plan A and a plan B, because he was set to perform one last time towards the end of the evening. And she was on basically on standby, I think, because they had done some duets together to step in if he was having difficulty. And one of the most moving things was listening to an interview with her where she talked about how moved she was. It brought her to tears because, you know, and for anyone that's ever had family members with Alzheimer's, I had an aunt that I was very close with that had Alzheimer's. And particularly earlier on, there's kind of these moments where they go in and out, where, you know, for a moment, maybe an hour, whatever it might be, whatever length of time, they're fully present. They're there. You know, they know what, they know you, they know where they are and all those kind of, but then almost as easily they can slip out again, where all of a sudden, whatever it is, the synapses are not firing in a way that they're comprehending. And she explained how he turned to her, and I forget what it is he said. It was a funny line about, you know, check this out or something. I forget exactly what it was. Because as she was saying, you know, she's, you know, are you okay? Are you ready to go kind of thing? And he apparently turned, looked at her and smiled and, you know, basically said, I've got this. It's some version of that. And then went out to give an amazing performance. Didn't miss a word. Didn't miss a beat. Just was, he was fully in the zone. And she explained that was amazing because earlier in the evening that, you know, that wasn't quite the case. So, talking about ending, going out on a high note, just a beautiful little story. Again, the humanity, I mean, this is one of the things actually that Robert F. Kennedy said, that I appreciated, even though we don't agree on everything. But he talked about finding the humanity, asking people to rediscover their own humanity, basically. In this case, he was encouraging Democrats to try to find a place of light, not darkness, in how they approach things. And I just, that particular, the one last time, an evening with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga was one of those. Again, nothing about politics, don't care. I don't care if you're liberal or Democrat or whatever, or conservative, Republican, doesn't matter. What I saw that evening was that very thing, that beauty of an honesty in the heart of humanity, her care for this gentleman who had performed all these years struggling with Alzheimer's, and the fact that he was able to give that one last kind of beautiful performance. Just a great, great, to me, a great cap to a long career. He passed away apparently yesterday or early this morning at the age of 96 in his hometown of New York. No official cause of death, but again, he's been, you know, dealing with all the side effects of Alzheimer's since 2016 and been in declining health. Now, I'm not completely up on Alzheimer's as I once was when, I mean, my aunt who had it, this was back in the 80s, early 90s, so it was very early on in the world of Alzheimer's. My understanding then, I don't know that this has changed in terms of the science of it all, but basically people with Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's isn't what really kills you. I mean, what happens is the brain starts to shrink as part of the issue. And so as that happens, you lose, your body can't, the brain is the hard drive of the body. And without that, you stop functioning properly. And that ultimately is where a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times that can be what leads the death. So it's not that it, you know, the disease itself doesn't kill you, but really the side effects of what's going on are what does it. So anyway, well, there you have it. 96 years old, Tony Bennett, may he rest in peace. Now, back to this 1023, the FD 1023. again, we've heard about it. Now we have it. Now we have the document, and I mean, it's what, three pages, I think, in the end? Four pages. Four pages printed out. I mean, some stuff redacted, you know, telephone numbers, those kind of things, it's fine. Information on the confidential human source. But it's chock full of important information, including the fact that this confidential human source, speaking with the CEO of Burisma, was told, hey, don't worry about any of this. Don't worry about it. We got it. Hunter will take care of this. Direct quote from the document. Don't worry. Hunter will take care of all of those issues through his dad. Now, by way of memory, you had this situation where you had Viktor Shokin, that was the investigator, who was digging in to improprieties within Burisma. This is at a time where they wanted to go public. They wanted to get a lot of money to be made if they go public. They were going to purchase an American company, use that to get on the stock exchange, and they didn't want anything getting in the way. So you have this claim by a confidential human source saying, being told by the CEO, hey, man, don't worry. Hunter's going to take care of this through his father. Now, that's quite a charge. If only we had some way to know if that was any way true. If we had any way to be able to verify. Because, I mean, again, if you want to, because I know the people on the left, but Trump. Yes, in the confidential human source that went in the Steele dossier, none of it could be corroborated because it was all made up. So here we have this claim where the confidential human source is saying to the CEO of Burisma, yeah, I've got some problems here. This Shokin investigation is going on. And he says, don't worry, Hunter Biden's going to take care of it through his dad, the then vice president of the United States. Well, in case you've forgotten, Cut 21, let me remind you, this is January 23rd, 2018. Here's the man of the hour, Joe Biden, talking about his time in Ukraine.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired.
Well, there you go. So Viktor Shokin, who is the investigator, who they multiple times in this document, in other corroborating evidence, is talked about as being the big thorn in their side to this initial public offering, an IPO, that they wanted to do, they needed them out of the way. I mean, it's very hard to get people to put money into an IPO if they're worried that the top dog of the new company could go to jail. So what possible proof do you offer? You vast right-wing megas? How about Joe Biden's words? How about his own words? That was him, by the way, at the Council on Foreign Relations. Oh, so fitting. Of course, he's amongst all those whom he idolizes, whom he wants to think that respect him and then love him as much as he'd like to lick their boots. So of course he can't help himself. Gonna brag a little. Look what old Barry and I did. You know, the bright, articulate, clean black guy. Which, don't forget, by the way, the longer version of that clip, he says, they said, what about Obama? And he said, well, call him up. He's on board. That's not good. That's no bueno for old Barack Hussein Obama. You see, because that would implicate that he knew the shakedown that was going on at that time, that he had some hand. That's right. The great Obama himself, corrupt. Oh, goodness, no, that couldn't be. Because, I mean, again, what evidence do we have of any of that? You can keep your doctor. You can keep your insurance. I lied to you on both counts. You know, there's a great philosopher who said, who's more the fool? The fool or the fool who follows? And I'm just going to give a fair warning to all of my brothers and sisters that are the fools that follow the Democrats in false prophets and gods like Barack Obama, and for that matter, Joe Biden. Don't be the fool who follows. Wake up. Pay attention to what's going on. You're being used. You're being abused. And you think you like it. That's the great part of it for them. They've convinced you that they're treating you like the greatest ever. Now, I mentioned the IPO. What did they think of old Hunter Biden himself. I mean, after all, one of the questions has been, why would you hunt? I mean, obviously, other than to get the influence that he can get you, what other reason would you have? He certainly had no experience, expertise. According to the document, the confidential human sources first meeting with Burisma officials, the company discussed the composition of its board and the aide of the Bidens, to which the confidential human source questioned why they sought this additional assistance. Poharsky replied that Hunter Biden was not smart, and they wanted to get additional counsel, this according to the FBI document. During a subsequent conversation, Zolchesky, who's the CEO, the confidential human source advised him to at least hire more conventional U.S. oil and gas advisors, citing the lack of experience that Hunter Biden had. Zolchesky apparently acknowledged that shortcoming, also calling Hunter stupid, and suggested that the Burisma CEO's dog was smarter than the first son. Certainly was more sober. We know that much. We also know from the document that they knew these payments to the Bidens were illicit in nature. They didn't think, oh, well, Hunter Biden's worth $5 million. In one of the conversations between the confidential human source and Zolchesky, that, of course, again, is the CEO of Burisma, the one that was being looked at, on the efforts to purchase a U.S. company to secure a listing on the stock exchange. This basically made it easier, is what it comes down to. The CEO dismissed a confidential human source's proposal that they pay a lawyer $50,000 to litigate the case in Ukraine, in terms of putting this investigation, as an idea, instead quipping as to the expense related to paying the Bidens to handle the matter, saying, quote, it cost $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to pay another Biden, he said. The human source claims that he warned Zolchesky against retaining Hunter Biden and not to make an international incident of the Shokin case, though Zolchesky contended that it was too late to change course and that both Joe and Hunter had pressed to keep Hunter on the board, saying, quote, don't worry, this thing will go away. Now, here's where it gets a little more interesting. I just heard someone yesterday say, well, maybe just Joe was just going to clean up Hunter's messes. Hunter would get himself into these big jobs, didn't know what to do, and his dad had to, that's why, because there's a timeline from the House Oversight Committee that's been released that shows Hunter Biden visiting a country, Joe Biden visiting the country right after at the same time, and then action being taken. No, what this document puts forth very clearly is that this was a shakedown. This wasn't a, based on this document, it's not that Burisma went and said, let's find the Bidens. No, they felt coerced into hiring Hunter. Much like we've talked about the mob way, right? You go in the bodega, start knocking over stuff and say, oh, you guys need some protection. We can provide that protection. No, this isn't some, oh, poor the loving papa. Papa Joe is just trying to clean up the messes of his drug-addled son. No, this is a very well-tuned machine who at the time, you know, Biden hadn't lost his mind at that point, was pulling the strings and calling the shots and setting up a system by which they went in to foreign, I mean, great, you're the vice president, you have access to all that information. You guys have a problem? Yo, I can fix things. I know how to fix things. It'll cost a little money. Well, maybe it'll cost a lot of money. But, you know, we can make this go away.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Attention. Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1223. 800-734-1229.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Welcome back, Joe. Good night. Can you make it to Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday? So here you have it. Just earlier this week, we spoke to a United States congressman who said, hey, you know, we need to build this case. Now, I'm not the only one. I know there's many of you that feel this way. But more importantly, people like the former director of intelligence and former assistant director of intelligence, rather, at the FBI says that this memo is more than enough to warrant a criminal investigation. That, according to Kevin Brock, former FBI assistant director of intelligence, said yesterday that the recent memo dropped about Hunter Biden and Burisma is enough to merit criminal investigation, saying, quote, you have enough here for a full-field criminal investigation. No doubt. But beyond that, we have assertions by the confidential human source of the CEO of Burisma, Zelensky, tape recorded a lot of the conversations that he had with Hunter Biden to include the conversations directly related to Joe Biden. The FBI needs to know what's on these tapes. Thursday, an FBI memo released by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley showed the FBI informant told agents in 2020 the first son was hired by the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings to use his father to help protect the gas company from their problems. So again, you have some willing to come forward and speak up and say enough's enough. The House needs to take action. I don't know if they think the world's going to come to them wrapped with a bow, but I don't know that you could get much more. Now, yeah, you've got to be able to certify that this report is accurate, but what better way to do that than an impeachment vote where you pick a counsel and they start to build their case? That's how an actual impeachment is done. You have the House vote, then they have to set the House managers, then you start the full investigation to present evidence at the trial. Think about it. The 2024 election is right around the corner. We don't have time to wait. They need to make this happen now.
The Regular Joe Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.